That's right. Don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot with you, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, on another Thursday afternoon program here on the Jumbo Braille program here on the Success Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear your prayer requests, prayer praises, and any of those good things just like that, because we have in the house again with us Dr. Doug Quick, our good friend and preacher tonight, as well as you who've called 424-243-9617. We'd be glad to hear from you. So who do we got with us, Sister Ruth?
Well, we always have God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Brother Sister Emily, Brother Quick, Jim, and little old me.
Okay. Well, Emily, we'll start off with you, as we always tend to do. What kind of prayer requests you got for us, prayer praises, that kind of thing tonight?
Well, today's been one of them days. I just need some major prayer.
Okay. And, of course, we know you've been praying for our first responders, people in nursing homes, the staff, that kind of thing, and your mom?
Also for Dad.
Okay. And, of course, your housing situation. All right.
Yes.
And Ruthie.
I feel like I got a fever, like the flu.
Okay. Well, with our changeable weather, that could kind of make sense. All right. And then, of course, Brother Quick knows about our prayer for the ministry, for the bus, me in general. And basically, those in authority, like our politicians, that kind of thing, and that kind of thing. So we're going to turn it over to Brother Quick here and let him take care of those prayer requests and get into his message tonight. Brother Quick, you know I'm looking for a good load of food tonight. Amen.
Hey, Kenny.
Well.
Brother Quick.
Yes.
Also, be praying about this upcoming appointment I got. It's with the heart doctor. I'm just praying that everything will turn out okay.
All right, we'll do that. All right, is there anything else, Brother Ken?
Nope, that looks like it. So go ahead.
Well, I haven't been hearing anything out of Brother Six, and that bothers me a little bit because he's usually always not too far away and gives a prayer request and different things like that. So, Brother Six, are you listening?
Not tonight. Ruth didn't say nothing, but he probably may be listening via internet, but we'll get in contact with him tomorrow and make sure, or if not tonight, and just tell him, hey, he's been missed.
Yeah, just let him know that he has been missed. I don't know. I'm going to have to make a trip up to the great state of Ohio, I guess, in order to check on you people, make sure everything's going like it's supposed to be going. Amen. And so I'm glad to be with you again tonight. We've been looking at the subject matter of growing in God's grace. And tonight we're going to finish out chapter 3 of the book of James, verses 13 through 18. And tonight we're going to also see how it is that we're supposed to be growing in God's grace and wisdom. We must have wisdom from the Lord, that is for sure. The world in which we live in is a wicked, wicked world. Our country, the United States of America, is a long, long way away from God. We've heard the phrase for many years, God bless America. And God most assuredly has blessed America. But we need to turn that around and start claiming, America, it's time you bless God back. Amen. It's been well over 150 years since the Spirit of God was here in this nation and brought us to a national revival. And that's certainly not out of the question, because as wicked as everything is getting, we're most assuredly lining up for a revival, and that's exactly what we need. I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to be mindful of these requests that were made tonight. And my wife and I have a request or two. Sometimes we just call them unspoken, but the Lord knows what they are. And so just remember, Dr. Quick and Miss Bonnie Quick, we both have an unspoken prayer request, and we're expecting that the Lord will meet that. Let's pray. I'm asking this night, Father, that you'd be with us and that you'd be here in a special way. I have been feeling your presence all throughout this day, and I know the devil has been noticing that also, and I know that there's pressure been put on my soul throughout this day, which lets me know that there's sinners that are listening to me somewhere in this world tonight. They're hearing me preach again. They've never trusted Christ to become their own Lord and Savior. They don't know what it means to really trust Christ. And Lord, I would plead with you that this night your Spirit would be there to fall on them and to open their eyes and help them to understand. They need to repent of their sin. They need to cry out to you and plead with you that you'd repent them of every sin. And then when they get done with that, then they need to plead with you that the Lord Jesus would become their Lord and Savior. And Father, I remember 65 years ago when I trusted Christ to be my Lord and my Savior, that before I got done praying, I knew that something had happened in my heart and in my soul. And the Spirit of God had come by my way and pulled up and has been living in my heart ever since, because Jesus indeed became my Lord and Savior. I know that's how things go. That's how it went with me. And so this night, Lord, I would plead with you that you would help us to be your mouthpiece. That's all we want to be, just your mouthpiece. I would ask now for these prayer requests that were made tonight, asking that you'd be with Miss Emily. Miss Emily always has a prayer request, and I'm sure that you go by her way every once in a while and answer those prayer requests. And sometime or another, I'm sure we'll hear about that. But I'm asking that you'd meet those needs that she has this night. I'm asking that you just minister unto her heart and unto her soul, that you would strengthen her. I pray for Brother Ken. He just had a bout in the hospital not all that long ago. I've been pleading with you that you'd just touch him, that you'd strengthen him every day and help him in all that he does. He can't see anything anymore. I remember when I first met him, he could see a little bit. I'm sure he probably remembers what I looked like back then, and I don't think my looks have changed all that much. But I'm asking that you just touch him in a special way, as only you can. And then he's been pleading with you for a bus to be able to get out and take the gospel to those around that he has heard is around that are blind just like he is. And he wants to be able to get a bus and get out there and get around people just like him and preach the word of God to them and help them to understand that, yes, Jesus can save their soul also. Father, I'm asking that you would be with Brother Six. We usually hear from him. I don't think he's all that far away. I believe he's probably listening tonight, and I'm glad for that. But I would plead with you that you'd just touch his heart, that you'd strengthen him in a special way this night, that you'd help him to understand he's in good hands because he is your child. He knows the Lord Jesus Christ as his own personal Lord and Savior. That puts him in good hands. And I would ask that you just go by his way and strengthen him this night and just encourage his heart, joy that's down deep in his soul. I pray that you'd help it to just begin to bubble over again this night. And we'll sure thank you for that. I pray for the major problems that Emily brought up tonight. I'm asking that you'd be with the first responders and for Miss Ruth. She's not feeling too good tonight. I'm asking you just touch her and just help her this night. I pray that you'd be with Emily's mom and dad, and she has a heart doctor appointment coming up, and we would ask that you just be there, give that doctor the wisdom that he must have, and help Emily to know that when she leaves there, she has heard from a man that knows what he's doing. And so, Lord, I'm asking now you just be with us this night. Help me as I break the bread of life. And I would plead with you that somewhere, somebody listening will stop and will throw their hands up in the air and plead with you that you'd forgive them of their sin and ask the Lord Jesus to become their Lord and Savior. Somebody tonight, somewhere in this world, needs to taste that wonderful glory and that wonderful happening of getting saved and knowing that they're saved. Now be with us this night now, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. James chapter number 3, I want to begin reading in verse number 13. I want to read these verses tonight, and then I'm going to come back and make some comments on them. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you, James asked. Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Verse number 13 starts out by saying this. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? James is talking, is writing to the scattered Jews all around the country that he knows that are around there, and he's asked them this question: who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? And then he says, let's call for some proof. And the proof of being a wise man endued with knowledge is that he will show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Now, let me stop and just make some remarks here. Who is this that's going to be wise? He's not going to be wise in his own eyes, that's for sure. He's going to be one that's going to show out of a good conversation. And when you read in the Word of God this little phrase, a good conversation, the Lord is speaking to us about an everyday living. A good conversation is just a way of living. And so this is how it is that a wise man, endued with knowledge, shows these things that God has given him. He shows them out of a good conversation. He shows them out of a life that proves that he knows what he's talking about when he talks about the peace of God. Now, it goes on a little bit more than that. He said, let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Meek is not weakness. When you read about meekness in the Word of God, you're not talking about, not reading about a weakness. You're talking about a strength. And this strength comes in the fact of wisdom. What kind of wisdom? Wisdom from God. Man's wisdom, sure enough, can't do this for him. Look at verse number 14. Look at that very first word. But. Oh. James is fixing to change his subject matter. Verse number 14 starts, ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts. Glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, it is sensual, it is devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But he's talking to those that are reading what he's writing. He's talking to them about that change that's in their heart that is not that which pleases God. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Oh, listen to me. This word, but, always tells the truth of something being contrary. Verses 14 through 16, here's the reason. Well, let me read a verse of scripture to you and tell you what the reason is. Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 17 says, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Right there's the reason why every Christian has a battle trying to live his Christian life and not always getting it done like he wants and what the Lord has asked him to do. There's the reason why. Because there's a war going on inside of every child of God. That war is what we just read about here in these verses of Scripture. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, oh yeah, Christians can have that. Listen to me. Christians can have this problem. They sure can. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. How many times I've been a counselor, a trained counselor for many, many years. I've counseled preachers from one end of this nation to the other. We were on the road so much in our preaching and our singing. We were on the road so much. And there was always a preacher, brother, that would stop me and call me off the side and say, "Brother, quick, I got a problem." And they tell me what the problem is. So we pray about it. And I would counsel with them and tell them what it was that they needed to do. And I couldn't tell you how many times that same preacher would look at me and say, "That's not right. That's not the way it needs to be. I can't do that." You can't counsel people that don't want them to have counsel. That's all there is to it. And that's what James is doing here. He's counseling with these that are reading what he's writing, what he's sending out. He's counseling with them. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, but envying throughout the scripture plays the part as mother of strife. Just what can the mother of wickedness accomplish? Well, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19, listen to this. Verse 19 says, "Now the works of the flesh are made manifest, which are these." What are they? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Verse number 20 says, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies. Verse number 21 says, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. They which do those things that Paul wrote to the church at Galatian here, they that do these things in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, they that do those things need to find a place where they can bow their hearts before God and repent of their sin and trust Christ to become their Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. You see, envying is the mother of strife, and that's what strife can accomplish. Envy is that eager desire of our personal fame and our evil thoughts against others, bringing about devilish thoughts. Look at verse number 15 here in James chapter 3. "This wisdom descendeth not from above." Whoa! Verse 14 started with the word "but." Remember? "But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is always a confusion of every evil work." Listen to me here. God's got some things to say to us tonight. We're to be growing in God's grace, growing in God's grace, growing in God's wisdom. That's the only way that anybody can live a godly and Christian life before the Lord, is to grow in God's grace and in God's wisdom. So let me ask you a question. How are you doing as far as you're growing in God's grace? Well, look at verse number 17. But, isn't that amazing? That's the same word that verse 14 started with. But, so what's James going to do here? He's going to change the subject again. Listen to me now. But the wisdom that is from above, we got a different story going here. Verse number 14 said, if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. But verse number 17, James begins to deal with a different subject. Listen to what he says. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Then it's peaceable. Wow, what about that? Then it's gentle. It's easy to be entreated. It's full of mercy and good fruits. It's without partiality, and it's without hypocrisy. Wow. You see the importance of knowing Christ as your own Lord and Savior? You'll never, ever get a hold of something like this in your own power. Because your own power, without knowing Christ as your Lord and Savior, your own power will give you that, what we read about in verse number 14. It'll give you that bitter envying, that bitter strife, that bitter glorying not, and that bitter lying against the truth. Why? Because that comes from the devil. Amen. That comes from the devil. But James just changed the subject here again in verse number 17. And he says, but the wisdom that is from above. Oh, hallelujah. I remember when my daddy was just pastoring his first church. He just had an evangelist in and had preached a week of meetings. A week of evangelistic meetings. And that Friday night, I had been under conviction for a long, long time. And I knew it. But that Friday night, I finally came to the end of it. I raised my hand in the altar call. And it was me saying, it's me, O Lord. I'm the one needing prayer. And got home that night. And my daddy called me off to the side where he was at. And he says, son, what do you think about that meeting? You think the Lord did a good work? And I said, he sure did, Dad. I really appreciated all the Lord did. He said, well, you know, Brother Smith wasn't real sure, but he thought he saw your hand go up in the altar call. Is that right? And I bowed my head, and I said, that's right, Dad. He said, you don't know Christ, do you? And I said, no, sir, I don't. He said, how about let's drop to our knees right here. I want to have the privilege of introducing you to him. And we did. And I remember what he said. He said, Lord, I'm glad to be on my knees right now. This is with my son. And this is my son that doesn't know Jesus as his own personal Savior. And he's under conviction tonight. And he's coming to you tonight. And he's going to ask you to save his soul. And then he nudged me. And he says, okay, son, he's waiting to hear from you. There was so much fear in me. The devil had put so much fear in my heart, I couldn't hardly say a word. But about the time that I got to, Lord, I really need for you to save me, all of a sudden all that fear was turning into joy. I mean, I felt like I was just going to explode. I said, hallelujah. We got done praying, stood up. My dad took one look at me, and he said, well, boy, I don't think I have to ask you any questions. And I says, about what, Dad? And he says, I can see that the Holy Ghost come by your way and just saved your soul, didn't he? As he sure did. I'll never, ever forget that. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget when that butt in my own thinking changed around. And instead of all that strife and that stuff being in my heart, instead of all that glory and not and all that lying that I was trying to do to my own heart, instead of all that, the wisdom from above came down, and it was first pure. Oh, hallelujah. It was first pure. Then it was peaceable. All the fear was gone. The Holy Ghost moved in, saved my soul, and the fear was gone. And instead of the fear, there was peace and there was joy. And that's what we're reading about right here. Then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, partiality, without hypocrisy. Listen to verse number 18. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of God. My dad didn't call me off to the side and say, boy, I just don't like what you did at church tonight. I don't like that at all. My dad didn't try to pick a fight with me. He knew that I was in battle with the devil. He knew that. He'd been there himself. God had saved him, and then God had called him to preach. He knew what that was all about. He knew what it was like to suffer from all the self-glory and self-praise and all that kind of stuff. He knew all about that. But he also knew what it was like when he had trusted Christ to save his Lord, to save his soul. He knew what that was like. And I knew what it was like also. That was some 65 years ago. The Holy Ghost has never left me. Amen. Amen. But the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. I don't preach the word of God to try and start trouble. That's not what God called me to preach the gospel for. He called me to preach the gospel to spread that peace and that joy that he gave me. And through the years, I've been preaching for nearly 49 years now. And through that nearly 49 years, there's been many, many, many that have come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. There's been many who have shouted the glory down. Amen. All because I wasn't trying to pick a fight with anybody. I was sowing peace because there was peace in my soul. Amen. I am so glad to be growing in God's grace. What about you? Do you know Christ is your own personal Lord and Savior? What happened to you when you was down on your knees and you asked the Lord to save your soul? What happened inside your soul? What happened inside of you? I've had many through the years that have said, nothing happened. If nothing happened when you did that, you didn't get Jesus as your Lord and Savior either. Because when the Spirit of God moves in, there is some big time changes. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. What's that say? Can you call it off right off the bat? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Come on, somebody call it off. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Well, I'll look it up because I don't want to miss say it, that's for sure. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Oh, hallelujah. If anybody be in Christ, he is a new creature. You can never make me believe that someone will tell you that they trusted Christ as their Lord and their Savior and nothing happened on the inside. You can't never make me believe that, ladies and gentlemen, because therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That's not the end of that verse. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Woo! Did you hear what just happened here when somebody gets saved? All old things are passed away. They are passed away. There's a change taking place right now. Behold, all things are become new. They have become new. As soon as you trust Christ to be your Savior and your Lord, there's newness inside. I'll get you in a minute. There's newness inside. You hear me? Did I lose you?
No, you're there, Brother Quick. Go on.
All right. I was just wondering because my phone just dropped off on the floor, and I thought, good night, nurse. I picked it up, and it was upside down. I said, hallelujah. This is what happens. I am so glad to be growing in God's grace and in God's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful wisdom. I know what it means to trust Christ. My wife knows what it means when she trusted Christ. She's been saved nearly as long as what I have been. I trusted Christ to save me before I met her. She trusted Christ to save her before she met me. I never had a girlfriend until I met my wife. And we met in the church house on a Sunday evening. Hallelujah, amen, and amen. That's what God has done for you, for her, and for me. He saved the both of us in the church house. Then we met in the church house. We got married in the church house. We had four children that we took to the altar and dedicated to the Lord whenever they were born in the church house. The church house is so important to us. I mean, so important to us. And here's the reason why. Because we've been growing in God's grace and growing in God's wisdom ever since. Oh, listen. Do you know Christ as your own Lord and Savior tonight? Do you really, really know the Lord Jesus as your own personal Lord and Savior? If you do, there was some kind of a miraculous thing that took place in your heart that instant that you trusted him, asked him to become your Lord and Savior. That's just, it's happened that same way to everybody for over the last 6,000 years that man has been around for a little over 6,000 years. Any time that someone has trusted Christ to become their Lord and their Savior, they've gotten to be a new person on the inside the same way as it happens yet to this day. I'm telling you, it amazes me sometimes how it is that God has been so good and so kind and so full of grace. He's watched over me. He's forgiven me of every sin. I make sure that I go to him and plead with him to forgive me of every sin. Because every sin needs to go. It's got to go. I can't handle it. I don't want to carry it with me at all. I don't want it around me. You see, that's what happens when someone trusts Christ and they begin to grow in the grace and the wisdom of God to where you don't want any of that sin to hang around you anymore. And that's amen and amen. You see, I read just a few moments ago, well, a little while ago now, about the fact of verse number 13 of this James chapter 3. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his good works, and meekness of wisdom. Well, listen, there's a way that we can do that. There is a way that we can do that. You see, There is a verse of scripture that we could throw in here concerning the works and the good works and that kind of stuff that goes on. There is a verse of scripture that I could throw in here, but I'm not going to do that right now. I'm just going to tell you, verse number 14 starts out with the word, but. Who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Talking about someone that knows Christ. Verse 14, but. James changes the subject. If you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, remember what I told you about envy? Envy has come to be known in the scripture as the mother part of the word strife. Just what can happen through the mother of wickedness, what can it accomplish? I read those verses of scripture to you. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 and 21. It doesn't get any better. It gets worse and worse and worse. Something like America is going right now. We're getting worse and worse and worse. And we all need to stop and trust the Lord Jesus Christ to put us back on the right road. If we know Christ is our own Lord and Savior, we need to stop and plead with him that he put us back on the right road so that we can be a blessing to those around us that don't know Christ. That's why God saves a sinner, so that we can tell another sinner how they can come to know Christ. That's exactly how it happens. Well, listen to me. I took all this time and been blowing a whole lot of steam here, but that's all right. You see what I'm saying now? What I'm saying here is it's time for us to start listening to our own heart. And if there's something in our heart that doesn't belong, this is the time to bow our hearts and our head before the Lord and plead with him that he would forgive us of every sin and wash us clean. We've got to have that, ladies and gentlemen. We can't live in this world in our own strength. We can't do that anymore. Only way we can do it is through the strength and the power that the Lord will give us when he saves us or when we come back and plead with him to forgive us of every sin and straighten us out as his own child. That's the only way we can get through in life. And I'm asking that you just listen to the Spirit of God as he speaks to your heart. And these moments right here, our Father, I'm asking even now that you administer unto the hearts of those that have heard me this night. I've done my best to be nothing more than just your mouthpiece. That's all I want to be, is just your mouthpiece, Lord. And that's exactly what you would have me to be, is just your mouthpiece. And so this night, I would plead with you that you would speak to hearts and help each one of us to know that we have been in a place where we've heard from you. We'll thank you for all that you do. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray and ask this. Amen and amen. Brother Ken, it's yours now.
All right, Brother Quick, before you go, we'd like you to give our listeners your contact information if they'd like to get in contact with you.
My mailing address, snail mail they call it, is 1122, that's 1122 Church Street, and that's Waycross, Georgia, 31501. And wherever it is that you heard me preach tonight, I'm glad that you heard me, and I would really like to hear from you. If there's something that you need prayer over, I would ask that you just drop me a note and tell me about that prayer request, and I will be praying for you and expecting the Lord will answer it. So it's 1122 Church Street, Waycross, Georgia, 31501. That's here in the United States of America. And Ken, you just tell them about how they can get a hold of you through the email, and they can send it to you real quick, and you can send it on to me, and that way we can get it going faster even that way. But just contact us. That's what we really need to know, is that you're hearing from us and that God is speaking to your heart. Thank you, Brother Ken.
Yes, sir. And if you wish to get in contact with Brother Quick via email, and then I could get that on to him, that email address is feelntouchking@gmail.com. You spell that F-E-E-L like you do with your fingertips, then the letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. Again, feelntouchking@gmail.com. In your subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick, and that's Q-U-I-C-K, Brother Quick, and we will get that right to him, and then when he responds to it and gets it to me, I will return that same information right back to you, ASAP. That way you will have his response, and we will definitely get that taken care of. Also, if you wish to get any of this message repeated so that you'll have that in your archives, there is two methods you can do. One, if you got a smartphone or tablet, go to the podcast section and type in Six Eyes Radio in the search bar. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O. And then you click on that. And then once we pop up there, you just go to subscribe in the upper right-hand corner, and you will have not only this message, but all of the Six Eyes programs at your disposal, night or day, and on demand right there. Also, you could go to Six Eyes Radio on the Blog Talk channel, which is blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes. That's blogtalkradio.com/SIXEYES. blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes. And you can get both of those right there at that time. Amen. And so we just want you to know that finally, the last thing is, if you wish to keep this show as well as all of the great programming going here, the Six Eyes Radio Network, go to either PayPal, that's paypal.com, and you enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com, again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com, or if you're a Cash App user, you go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter in the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and we know that God will richly bless you for your love gift. Amen. All right, if you got any final comments, Brother Quick, we'll take those, and then we're going to be out of here tonight.
I just want everybody to be praying for us, because that's the only way that we can continue on, is to have prayer support. And those that are listening to us, I would plead with you, you'd pray for us every day. We have a lot of prayer warriors all around this nation, and there's a good number of them that pray for me every night. As I'm here preaching on the radio on Thursday night. And they love it when we can give them a prayer request coming from here, because they love to pray for you people. And they're just glad to know that God is using us here on this radio station. And so just keep us in your prayers. And Brother Six Eyes, I'm asking that you just somehow or another drop me a note. I'd like to know how you're doing. We're praying for you every day, and we'd just really like to know how you're doing, and that will help us to know exactly how to pray for you in coming days. So we just thank you all. Thank you, Brother Ken. And we pray for Brother Ken. I pray for you and your wife, and pray for the ministry that you have there every day. So just keep on praying for us, and we'll sure appreciate it.
Yep, and Brother Quick, just for your information, I still remember how you look, so so that is still a given. I still remember how you look. That, and, hey, it isn't the looks on the face. It's the looks of the heart is what's more important anyway. That's what's important.
Amen.
In God's eyes. So, Okay, for Six Eyes and the rest of the gang here, we want to say God bless, good night, and we'll catch you tomorrow for the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show, where you get Bible College on the air with no homework. 9 p.m. tomorrow night. We'll catch everybody then. God bless, good night.